الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، اللهم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings be and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his last and final messenger. My brothers and sisters, I would like to speak to you today about something we all do, something that we all fall in, but not all of us know how to deal with it, which is mistakes, wrong doing, you know, incorrect actions, you know, and also you can call sometimes we do things which is immoral, something that is not allowed, something haram, something wrong. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءُ. All human beings make mistakes, do wrongs. وفي حديث مسلم, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِالْلَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In Sahih Muslim, Allah says, you commit sins days and nights. So Allah knows that. Allah said about a human being, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. It's the nature of human being that transgress and ignorant. And transgression leads to making mistakes, and ignorance leads to making mistakes as well. That's why the Quran specifically mentioned this fact, that the reality is that people will make mistakes. And that's why the Quran even mentioned the mistakes of the best of people. Why? Not to point out or to focus on the mistakes, but to tell every one of us that if the best among us makes mistakes, it's not a surprise, or it is expected from those who are less in virtue to make mistakes as well. Al-Quran many times reprimanded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, corrected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned the mistake of the beginning of humanity like Adam alayhi salam. But the point in all these stories is not the mistake, it's what those prophets and messengers and what those great men and women like the companions, also some of their mistakes were mentioned in the Quran. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا إِنْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا. Allah pointed out how in the khutbah al-jumu'ah, when the trade and money came to Medina, they left the khutbah and they went to see what are the basically what this trade came with. They were looking for food and their shortage at that time in Medina. So they left the khutbah just to see what that caravan brought. And Allah reprimanded them. And so many verses like that. But the point always is what happened after, how those mistakes led to a better outcome for those individuals. So here I would like to reflect upon few points. لابد لنا وقفات مع الخطأ, مفهوم الخطأ. الوقفة الأولى مع الخطأ نفسه. The first point that I would like to reflect upon when it comes to mistakes, wrongdoings, in itself, the mistake in itself. Number one, we have to realize, yes, mistakes happen, but we should not ever justify the mistakes but by saying, everybody make a mistakes. الخطأ يقع ولا يوقع. It happened, but you don't make it. And he said, you know what, I'm a human being. Yeah, nobody forcing you to make a mistake. Nobody forcing you to do a sin. Nobody forcing you to do the wrong thing. But if it happened, you know what? That's the nature of human being. I come and correct myself and move on in my life. That's why anytime you are forced into a sin is not considered a sin when you don't have a will. But it's not ever a justification to say, you know what? This is the qadar of Allah and you just keep doing the wrong things and you don't try to change. You know what? I'm just angry person. And that will justify for you to, you know what? To use bad language, to be hurting people, to be mean to people, to not to be fair to others. That's not acceptable. Another thing, it is important when we talk about mistakes and تعرف الخطأ وتحدد. You need to identify the mistake. So many times we cannot even identify our shortcoming, where I'm coming from, what are my mistakes, what are my problems. Many times we don't invest time to look deeper into ourselves and see where our weakness, where I'm coming from, what are the root cause of these mistakes. And that's an important thing to look at. Number three, when we talk about mistakes, we have to understand what kind of mistakes I'm doing. For example, there is a difference between a mistake that is considered ma'rifat martabat al-khata. There is a difference between a mistake which is a shirk, a'udhu billah, a kufr, or a minor shirk, or a major sin, or a minor sin. There is a difference between a mistake, lazim wa muta'addi, a mistake that's related to me personally, and a mistake that impacts others and people around me. A mistake that it is done in an individual level, and a mistake that is systematic. A mistake that affects a whole entire institute, a whole entire movement, a whole entire organization. It's two different type of mistakes. شيء متعدي, شيء لازم, كبير, صغير, فردي, جماعي. Also, a mistakes that it is, you know what? A mistakes that it is keep happening every time. And it is like repeated mistakes. And a mistakes that happen occasionally for certain reason and these circumstances not exist anymore. I treat every mistake serious, but they are different levels. And I have to basically treat each level and give it the attention that it deserves. أيضا الأخطاء منها ما هو عرفي ومنها ما هو شرعي. The mistakes, some of them are Islamically considered mistake. So it's a sin. And some of them morally, not necessarily a sin, but it's not appropriate. Not good. Like for example, silly talk, silly jokes, silly comments. Might not be a sin, but it's not an appropriate way of talking. Not a nice way of talking. Not this, this is not the fada'il al-akhlaq, not the good manners. It's still considered a mistake. And speaking of mistakes, al-ulama rahimahumullah said, al-khata' idha kana an jahl wa ghayri qasd fahuwa duddu al-ilm. A mistake that you do out of ignorance, okay, and because of the lack of knowledge, that's one type. But also there is a mistake. هو ليس ضد الجهل ليس ضد العلم ليس عن جهل بل عن تعمد وقصد وتعدي وظلم. Sometimes our mistakes is not because of the lack of knowledge. No, it is because of the transgression. I know it's wrong, I know it's not right, but I still do it. And that's why Allah said about human being ظلوما جهولا. He is ظلوم because he make mistakes intentionally. That's why it's a ظلم. And Jahul, he make mistakes out of ignorance. Both. And both you should be aware of. The other point that I would like to mention today, لابد لنا يكون لنا وقفة مع أسباب الخطأ. You have to think when you look at your own mistakes and the mistakes that happen around you, you know, to think about the causes. You know, what caused these mistakes to happen? What are the reasons? What led me to do these mistakes? Sometimes it is simple ignorance. I don't know. I made a mistake. I prayed the wrong way because I don't know how to pray the right way. Simple. A mistake that happened in janazah because we don't know. Nobody ever taught us what's the sunnah in relation to this. That simple thing. So the cure will be easy when I know the root cause for it. I need to learn. I need to educate myself about this issue. Also, sometimes, and it's dangerous, al-hawa, there is so much desire and love for the haram. It's just a desire for it. There is a difference between, you know, someone who have a relationship with a man or a woman in haram way, and a difference between a player. You know, he just want to hook everybody. There's a difference between the two. A guy who just, you know, play around. It's a desire. He knows it, and that will continue and grow. Also, you need to see, some people, their mistakes. I made a mistake about maybe business, but there is some people, money is so strong in their heart, a desire that is taking over their mind and soul. If the desire is so strong, so look at which, is it a desire? And you need to start looking into how to deal with that. Also, sometimes it is because of certain time, like certain sin and mistakes happen because of certain times. Every time you stay late in the night, you do this haram thing. Every time you are alone, you do these things. Every time you travel to certain, you know, and you stay at certain, you know, time or like there's in the month or whatever. Like, for example, a sister during her period, she can't control her anger and she used curse word and maybe, you know, or you know what? I get fight with my wife a lot and I do things I regret during that period of time. I know that period of time is a cause for the problem. So you know what? I need to know and to avoid and to put a plan how I'm going to deal with that. I'm not going to stay alone. Some also problems and mistakes because your kids simply teenagers. You know, Sheikh Kamal Makki's sons wear a t-shirt. It's called Teenager. I love it, but that's not reality. Teenagers are teenagers. Not everybody teenagers. May Allah say, put barakah and salah to everybody. But certain time, it's because of the time that you live in, the age that you are. Okay, so you as parents also know how you deal with these things. Another reasons could be the state that you're in, some situation. For example, you're single. Your problem comes from being single or being married, I guess. You know, maybe that's the problem. You know, and you know, I need to work with that. Maybe the problem is because I am between jobs. Maybe problem I have so much time in my hand. So I need to look what are the cause. Maybe certain places can be the cause. Every time I hang out in this, you know, every time I go to the mall, I do this haram things. Every time I go to, you know, to that coffee shop, that's where the haram comes. Every time I travel to Vegas, you know, I have this problem. Every time I travel to, you know, I need to change the way I deal. Maybe the place is the one who causing this problem with me. Maybe every time I go pray in this place, that's when I pick a fight with people. Maybe I need to change that. Come to click more often. Also, it could be the cause is the friends and the people you are with. Some people, when you are with them, إِمَّا مُجَامَلَاتْ وَإِمَّا مُجَادَلَاتْ وَنِقَاشَاتْ. Some people, when you are with them, either you become very formal for 5 minutes. And after that, it turned to be jadal. It's debates. And it became like, you know, any debate that heated, like Trumpy style, you know. So it became so aggressive. And it became like not acceptable. So, you know, those people need to be careful. Those people, every time I hang with, I end up using drugs. I end up vaping. I end up backbiting a lot and talking a lot about people. Every time I hang with those people, I miss Salah. Every time I hang with those people, I feel more arrogant. I feel more attached to the dunya. Nobody remind me of the akhirah. Every time I meet them, every time, oh, you didn't do anything for your life. You didn't do anything for your kids. Nobody ever talk or make you feel like, you know what? I'm terrible, this and this. And nobody, and you became more involved in the dunya, which is not a problem. But if this is the only focus point, that can be a problem. People so negative, when you're with them, you just criticize everybody. The third point, quickly, I want to say, we have, I think there is a point where you pause and you think, وَقْفَ مَعَ نَفْسِكَ الْمُخْطِيَةِ. When you look at your soul after committing the sin, one, admit it, regret it. Don't try to justify it. Not talking for you with anyone else, between you and Allah. Just admit it, regret it. Hold yourself accountable. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't try to justify it. Oh, it's my destiny. Oh, it is, at least I'm better than this person. At least, you know, my kids is the best person. Or like, you know, at least I'm better than my brother. Bless him by this. You know, it's just individual mistakes. Like sometimes a mistake, we as an organization, we said, oh, just one incident. Oh, it just one. Or a group, always justify that it's their mistakes. They're not willing to make any muraja'at, any change in their methodology. They always try to find an excuse for it. Once I had a meeting with one of the leader of one of the big Muslim movement in the Muslim world. Huge Muslim movement. And I mentioned to them a book that they use. I said, this book filled with fabricated hadith and fabricated narrations. And there is many Muslim scholars would love to go over that book and take these fabricated hadith out, give you a replacement with good. Why nobody ever think about making that change? He said, I don't think we need it. I said, why? He said, because it's been perfect. He said, how perfect? There is lie in this book. This hadith there says Al-Bukhari, and this hadith not Al-Bukhari, it's fabricated hadith. But they're not willing to admit the mistakes. And that person represents a movement of millions of people. And now when you don't willing to admit your mistake, there's no way you're going to be able to improve. Also, be serious when you deal with your mistakes. Don't take it lightly. كان بعض السلف يقولون بقدر ما يعظم الذنب في عينك يصغر في عين الله وبقدر ما يصغر في عينك يعظم في عين الله. Some of the early scholars used to say your sin and your mistakes, the size of it depends on the following. The more you see your sin and mistake insignificant, the more it is significant in the eyes of Allah. And the more you see your sin is so significant, severe, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see it as small and insignificant. The opposite. So what's your attitude towards your mistakes? Don't ever focus on the symptoms and forget about the root cause, the cause and the root causes of the problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always repent to Him, and those who always improve themselves. أقول ما سمعت ما استغفر الله لي ولكم استغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. Also, the fourth point that I would like to mention, هي وقفة مع المخطئين. Now, there are reflection points in relation to yourself, now with the people who commit the mistakes, or commit sins. Number one, always remember that mistakes are levels. Don't treat people, the one who made a very major mistakes, like minor. Rarely happen an incident, just one case, one incident, versus somebody keep repeating the same mistake again and again. So remember that. Remember also, the people who make mistakes, some of them are rewarded. Even if they make ijtihad, they make their best judgment and they made a mistake. Like a scholar made a mistake he made his best judgment and he made a mistake. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you make your ijtihad, your best judgment, and you make a mistake based on knowledge and trying your best, you get a reward. Some of them are sinful because their ijtihad based on no knowledge or based on hawa. Some of them no reward, no sin. Also, there is a different level. There is a person who's an elder, younger, a youth, a teenager, versus a kid, versus older. They're not the same. Also, somebody new Muslims versus someone who's been Muslim all the time. Somebody making mistakes and openly proud of it. Someone who making mistakes and trying to hide his sin. You don't treat all the same. Leads to sawa'. Somebody who is arguing and justifying and fighting back versus someone saying, you know what, I'm wrong. Especially with your children, your family. Make sure when you ever deal with someone who make a mistake and you want to correct that person, make sure that your intention is pure. Make sure that you're not there to catch somebody doing something wrong. I always say catch people doing something right, not wrong. Differentiate between the person and the action. Don't judge the person completely based on one mistake. That what you did is wrong. But doesn't mean this person is completely doomed. فرق بين الخطأ والمخطئ. ليس كل من وقع في الكفر يقع الكفر عليه عند العلماء. Not everybody commit a kufr is kafir. Not everybody commit a bid'ah is a mubtadi'. That's an obvious and a principle that Ahlul Sunnah have. Don't ever object to someone and point to someone that this person is wrong or did something wrong unless you have knowledge. Don't make this out of I heard. لا تنكر إلا بعلم. There is a difference between giving someone an advice and basically reprimanding someone and punishing someone for their mistakes. Be just and fair. You know, some mistakes can be overlooked for a greater benefit, and some are not. Also, don't exaggerate mistakes. Some people exaggerate the mistakes. Make sure that you remember to make dua for those who make mistakes. Make sure to remember sometimes winning the people are more important than winning the debate. That's something. Make sure you remember when you deal with people mistakes, that people don't care until they know that you care about them. They don't care about your corrections and your advice until they feel that you really care about them. Make sure that you are doing this with gentleness, with mercy. Final word I will leave you with. If you have a mistake and you want to change it, give yourself the time to make that change happen, to correct your mistakes. Always try to do the complete opposite. So for example, if you are do the opposite. If you feel that you are someone who is aggressive, try to learn how to calm. Force yourself to calm down. You know, also, make sure that you always hasty to good. Don't, you know, say, prosternate, let's say, tomorrow, inshallah, after Hajj, I will change. After I get married, I will change. After 40, I will change. Don't delay that. Also, don't be to the two extreme. Yani you are in one extreme to the right, you go to the extreme of the left. Also, make sure that you look at yourself. There is sometimes when you have your heart is so strong, your emotional is very strong, you're so ready to go, take advantage of that. إِذَا هَبَّتْ رِيَاحُكَ فَاغْتَنِمْهَا. You're more highly motivated to repent, Ramadan, something happened, you know, and you're so highly motivated, take advantage of that. Also, don't be arrogant. Take it step by step. Don't do too much. Start with yourself. Make sure that one of the way of making change happen, advising in the level of individuals and the level of organizations. Always look at the root cause of your problem and try to deal with it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our mistakes. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best of manners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us always to improve. One of the most beautiful things that Imam Ahmad ever was described with one of his students, he said, I was in company of Ahmad for 20 years. Morning, night, summer, winter. Every day I meet Imam Ahmad, I found him a better person than yesterday. His ilm, his akhlaq, his manners, his knowledge improved than yesterday. Every day, not every month, not every Ramadan. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who constantly improve, constantly grow, until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while He's pleased with us. Allahumma ghafir lana wa li abaina wa li walidina wa li muslimina wa muslimat wa mu'minina wa mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum wa amwat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka an tu'ajjala bi faraji ikhwanina al-mustadhafina fi Gaza. اللهم عجل بفرجهم اللهم عجل بفرجهم اللهم عجل بفرجهم واجعل دائرة السوء على من ظلمهم وخذلهم يا حي يا قيوم اللهم إنا نسألك أن تفرج عن المكروبين في كل مكان وأن تدرأ نار الحرب والفتنة بين المسلمين اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا واستعمل علينا خيارنا ولي علينا خيارنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ولا تولي علينا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تصلح كل من وليته أمر بلاد المسلمين وأن ترزقهم الصلاح وأن تصلحهم أو تبدلهم بخير منهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وأن تولي علينا خيارنا وأن تبعد عنا شرارنا وأن لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا اللهم آمنا يا حي يا قيوم وأمنا يوم الفزع الأكبر يوم نلقاك وأنت راض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشف المرضى اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف المرضى اللهم اشف المرضى اللهم عاف المبتلين يا حي يا قيوم اللهم ارحم الميتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وارحمنا إذا صرنا إلى ما صاروا إليه اللهم إنا نسألك أن تصلح ذرياتنا وأزواجنا وأن تغني فقراءنا وأن تبارك في أغنيائنا وأن ترحمنا إنك أنت الرحيم الغفور وأن تنزل رحمتك وغناك وفضلك على هذا المسجد وأهله وصل اللهم وسلم عليه وعلى آله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وقوموا للصلاة.